Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting second. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reese. Patek reaches second base with a double. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Hopkins moves to second. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Knupp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Knupp trying to get to home. Tovar throws the ball into Mitterwald, who tags Noop, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hedlund moves to second. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Hedlund moves to third. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hedlund scores. Patek scores. Schall moves to third. It's 3-0, Royals. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to third. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Mitterwald to second, and Kirkpatrick is out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun scores. Tovar moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough, who is chasing the ball. Cardenas reaches third base with a triple. Killebrew scores. It's Royals, 3, Twins, 3. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop strikes out. One out. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-0 in the game. Hedlund is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar, who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to third. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive towards first. Hopkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0 for 1 in the game. Hedlund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Brant Alia pinch hits for Jim Holt. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Nettles now playing center field. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 3 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Tom Bergmeier. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Patek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Royals. Hal Hadel now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Ted Abernathy now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Cott pinch hits for Hal Hadel. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.